7:38. You're listening to Faith Radio Mornings. I'm PK, and Dave Bergeron sitting in with me again today. Ted is out for the week, and it's time to turn our attention to some of the ways that we parent. And I can't think of anybody better to help us with that than John and Kendra Smiley. And they have really lived this out as they've raised their three sons and now several grandchildren coming up. This is a great topic we're talking about today because we're going to turn our attention to the sports parents. Good morning, you guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And boy, sports parents, they can really make the news headlines too. What have you guys seen in your experience that kind of brought you to write this little blog post?
Well, I think one of the things that first comes to my mind when you said, what have we seen in our experience, was the torture John suffered for several years being the head of the Little League, the president of the Little League. Yeah. And one of his best lines, he told me, I said, how do you handle it? Because it was kind of an out of control thing. He said, well, usually they've been drinking too much. So I say, hey, let's talk about this in the morning. And they don't even remember in the morning.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, there's been a lot of things with parents doing a lot of interesting things, including spending a whole lot of money to make their child into the next fill-in-the-blank.
Well, and Dave has been a sports reporter for so many years, too, so he has been right there on the sidelines, literally, and watched some of these parents.
Oh, yeah, and I've also sat in our sports department and taken calls from angry parents saying, put my kid on TV, he's the best. Come to my daughter's swimming match, you're never there. Our family deserves to be on TV and your sports highlights. So, yeah, I've experienced some pretty crazy sports parents for sure.
Absolutely.
Well, you guys came across a Wall Street Journal article called The Problem for Sports Parents. Talk a little bit about that, because there's some real negative correlations that they found between the money that we spend on our kids being in sports and even the kids wanting to be in that sport.
Oh, yeah. And we do see more and more and more money invested in getting their kids to be the star. And what they found with this study was that as the spending goes up, the likelihood goes up that either the child's going to feel great pressure or the parent's going to exert that kind of pressure.
Right. And I think a lot of times it's the parents who are interested in their kids fulfilling a dream maybe that they had. And so they start pouring money into it and pushing kids into that area when it should be something that the kids enjoy, have fun with, and the kid wants to improve.
And there are lots of ways that you can invest the money in it. Obviously, having a personal coach. And one of the ways that we saw around our neck of the woods was just taking children to every possible event. I remember when our oldest was a wrestler in junior high, and he said, oh, they said we have to go to these faraway wrestling matches, wrestling meets on Saturday and Sunday. And we said, well, we go to church on Sunday. And we didn't have a big enough church so that, you know, you could sneak in a Saturday night service and it'd be just as spiritual as a Sunday morning. Our only choice was Sunday morning. Mm-hmm. He said, you know what, if God wants you to be a good wrestler, you go to church and you'll find out.
Right, and I think what happens a lot of times, whether it's money that is spent on kids, too much money spent on kids, or the pressure for parents to put on kids, a lot of times, and we've seen this multiple times, the kids just quit. They just say, you know what, I've had it. And a lot of times these kids are good athletes, but they aren't having fun because mom and dad are putting so much pressure. And in this article and what they were looking at, spending so much money trying to push them into an area instead of just, as I said before, letting them enjoy it and improve their skills on their own.
Yeah, it kind of works in reverse. It demotivates. And so many times I think that for parents, maybe they had a dream that wasn't realized, so they want to live vicariously through their kids, and they're going to throw everything at it so that happens. We're talking this morning with John and Kendra Smiley. We're talking about four things that we as sports parents can consider. And we'll be back with the other three and some thoughts from them as well on how to be good parents. It's all ahead right here on Faith Radio Mornings.
We are free to begin.
7:45. This is Faith Radio Mornings. I'm PK, along with Dave Bergeron, keeping you company this morning. And we're in a conversation with parenting experts John and Kendra Smiley, and giving you four things to consider as a sports parent this morning, kind of hinging off of a recent Wall Street Journal article.
You know, and sometimes parents know their kids best. And John and Kendra, you know, I kicked and screamed when my dad signed me up for sixth grade football. But he knew me, and he knew that I would like it. I ended up playing all through high school and into college. And so sometimes he knew that I could handle it and that I would enjoy it. But at first I kicked and screamed and said, this is not what I want to do. But he knew better. So really, what is that balance between enthusiasm, parental pressure? When do you kind of push? When do you know your kid and say, I think he's going to like this? And when do you say, no, this isn't going to work?
Yeah, and I think that's a great point. And I think that's one of the things that parents have to do is they look at their kids and, you know, what they're capable of doing. And I think part of this, you know, putting a kid in a position where he can excel and not pushing and not going overboard. And I think one of the ways that parents can decide whether they're being too enthusiastic, too much parental pressure, is if you're keeping your priorities in line. And we touched on this a little bit, but if all of a sudden, like Kendra said before, all of a sudden that sport is taking priority over everything, it's probably time for the parent to back up a little bit. And in your case, you know, your dad put you in that situation. If you got in that situation and found out you didn't like it, you weren't good at it, or whatever, and if he kept pushing and pushing and pushing, obviously the pressure then is too much. And so what he did was he looked at you and said, I think this is something that might be a fit, and it was. And so, again, you know, parents can look at that. They can have enthusiasm and put their kids in a situation, but then don't take it to extreme if it's not a good fit.
Right, and I think you've probably heard us say before, be a student of your child, because our oldest son, he hated baseball, and we gave it a try. And I remember, as far as enthusiasm, at one point, I guess the team was so far behind, it was such a mess, they actually put him into pitch, which was probably his worst nightmare.
Oh, boy.
And his enthusiastic mother, moi, from the stands, tried to help him out by yelling, pitch a strike.
Oh.
Because in Little League, you pitch a strike, and they of course, don't swing, and you win. You pitch a ball, they walk him around enough, and you lose. And so I kept trying to help him out, and he informed me after the game, a little more adult-like than I was behaving, Mom, don't ever say that again.
Yes.
I knew the goal was for me to pitch a strike. And it was interesting because he prefaced that little lecture he gave me when he was about 11 with the words, Mom, I don't care if you cheer. So enthusiasm is not bad. It's kind of, you know, don't give instruction that you don't know what you're talking about, and don't force your child to perform in something you wish you had done better at.
Right, and I think in that instance, Matthew was very good in baseball, but it just didn't click with him, and it wasn't for us to keep pushing till finally it becomes a very negative thing.
Right, and so instead he became a football coach.
So, you never know how that's going to end up, do you?
That's right. And I never yell at football games, pitch a strike.
That's good.
Learn the lesson.
So, yeah, you listened well. Well, what about the kids that, let's just pick on hockey because it's kind of one of the more expensive sports, you know, to buy all the equipment. So say your child says, oh, I want to be in hockey. I just really want to be in hockey. And they beg and beg. And you finally give in. It's like, okay, fine, let's do it. They're in hockey. You invest all of this time and money and energy and everything else. And they say, I don't like it. I want to quit. Where's the, now we're kind of on the other side of the fence. Where is it important to have them stick it out maybe for the season, or if you know that it's really going to go against the grain, to let them quit? That's always kind of that balancing act.
It is, and I think, you know, they want to be in hockey. I don't think you go out and buy the most expensive hockey stick. You don't do that type of thing. You allow them to play hockey with mediocre equipment and see where it's going. And our belief is that if they made a commitment, let's say to a season, to a coach, to a team, and even if they don't like it, then unless there are extenuating circumstances, and those would have to be very drastic, that they fulfill their commitment. So if that's to a season, then you stick it out until the end of the season. But I think what this article is talking about is that parent, the kid wants to be a hockey player, and so the next thing you know, the parents have gone out and bought the most expensive stick, the most expensive pads, and all that type of thing, putting a whole lot of pressure on that kid.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not the money that's going to make that child enjoy hockey. It's not the money that's going to make that child good. It's his determination. It's his will. It's really, when we come to sports, it's how much fun he's having, and or she is having. And if they're having fun, and most of the time kids will get better the more success they have, the more fun they have, they're going to take time with it. And parents, like Kendra said, are, we should be students of our kids. And then we say, okay, you know, we be enthusiastic. And there might be times that we help them with better equipment when we see what they're doing.
Yeah, we're talking to John and Kendra Smiley about sports parenting. How do you handle the balance between victory and winning and losing, and kind of teaching some of those lessons to our kids? I've seen parents take the loss in Little League harder than the actual kids on the bench. They grab their pop and they're ready to go to Dairy Queen, and the parents are sulking because they lost. And how do you set that example, and kind of what is the balance between winning and losing? How do you teach those skills?
Oh, a lot of course, comes with modeling, which, and the parent who is sulking or who throws down their soda pop after the game because their team did not win is obviously not modeling the appropriate behavior.
Right, and I think as parents, we ask ourselves, what's the goal here?
Right.
Especially in those younger years with kids in Little League and that type of thing. You know, what's our goal? Our goal is for our kids to have fun, and there are so many other things that we can learn in athletics and sports. And so, you know, we're looking at that. We're not necessarily looking at winning and losing. And if a child sees a bad example when they get beat, whether it be in the stands or out in the field, then it's up to the parents to say, you know what, kids, you know, we're out there doing our best. We're gracious when we win. If we get beat, that means, you know, maybe we just need to get a little bit better. So I think the parents, as Kendra said, go a long, long way in the modeling, their attitude, and looking at the big picture. What's our goal here?
All through life, there's going to be victory and there's going to be defeat, whether it be, you know, in applying for a job, whether it be, you know, running for an office, even an office in the, you know, the high school student council, whatever it is. And teaching, part of a parent's responsibility is to teach their kids how to handle both the defeat, which is, I think, what we think of more often, how to handle that, but also how to handle the victory. Those kinds of things, that's just part of the wonderful responsibility that we have as parents.
And this is, like you're saying, it's a powerful life lesson, too. And if we get angry and we're throwing things, and the parents that will go and have a big, long discussion with the coach after the game, holding up all the rest of the team, you know, I've seen this happen time and time again, where they're just like, well, you should have done this, or it would have been okay if that, or why didn't you question that?
Play my kid.
Yeah.
Exactly.
The whole list, these are all life skills that kids are really, they're really... watching that, observing it, and they're being that sponge too, isn't it? It's that whole caught and taught thing.
That's right. And let me share one more bad story about me with the kids in sports. It was our youngest child. It was a baseball tournament. John was actually coaching, and they had a really good team, but the team kind of didn't get started till about the fifth inning. And I was sitting with the older boys, and the game was over. We'd lost, and I started whining. Oh, if they had just started, you know, playing better sooner. And again, that oldest son looked at me and said, Mom, is anyone going to go to hell because we lost this ball game?
Wow.
I know. No. You hate it when you taught him to be so bold and so honest. And I believe he was in high school at the time. I looked at him and I go, well, no. He goes, well, then I think we're taking this a little too seriously. And you know what? A great lesson. It wasn't a smarty pants thing. It was just a challenge. And I took that challenge. And now I try to ask myself that question when I take things that really don't matter a little too seriously.
All right. Do you ever get the opportunity for your son that's the coach with the Jaguars to maybe parrot some of these things back? Is there ever a chance?
He has a very wonderful sense of humor. He just called yesterday to tell us about how he had gone to Disneyland with his family and his middle brother. They had all gone down there together. And he said, that was great, except I had 101 degree temperature and spent half my retirement. So he's kind of hard to parrot back to. But yeah, he's
Disney World, not Land.
Oh, Disney World, yes. And he is very teachable. And I'm very thankful that my kids care enough to remind me of the things that are important.
Well, and that just shows you did a good job raising them, too. So kudos.
I'll take that.
Yeah, kudos to you and John for that. We've been talking with John and Kendra Smiley, and we'll link up this post, too. It's 4 things for sports parents to consider. Always great talking to you guys, and thank you so much for sharing your wisdom with us.
Good stuff.
Well, and I want to know, Dave, why didn't you put my kid on TV?
Oh, well, we'll
look
get
at the
to
time.
That.
Look at the time. Thanks, you guys. Have a great day.
Have a nice day.
Okay, you're listening to Faith Radio Mornings at 7:55, and we'll be right back.